The FX series is called The People vs. O.J. Simpson, American Crime Story. One person who became very familiar to the national television audience is not portrayed. She is Linda Deutsch, a veteran of 48 years as a reporter for the Associated Press, most of them spent covering the courts in Los Angeles. Linda Deutsch, great to have you back on our program.
Thank you, Warren. It's a delight to be on with you.
How many times do you think you appeared on national television to explain to people what was going on in that courtroom?
It was countless. It was constant. I was on several times a day. I think I was on TV almost as much as the prosecutors.
How come they didn't put you in the series?
Because the series is based on a book written by a different reporter, Jeff Toobin with The New Yorker.
Okay, let's talk about the trial itself. 3 years after the Rodney King riots, as you well remember, there was still very high tension between the black community in L.A. and the LAPD. And as the trial ended, the defense attorney, Johnny Cochran, uttered a phrase that would lead to Simpson's acquittal by a mostly black jury after 4 hours of deliberation.
If it doesn't fit, you must acquit.
And that became a phrase for the ages.
It did indeed. Now, what was supposed to fit who?
It was a pair of gloves that had been found at the two scenes, at the scene of the crime and at O.J.'s house, on the night of the killing of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ronald Goldman. There was a lot of controversy about these gloves, whether they were his, whether the police planted them at the two places. And at a crucial time in the trial, the prosecutor, Chris Darden, was kind of trapped into doing something by Johnny Cochran. He asked O.J. to try on the gloves in the courtroom in front of the jury. When he tried them on, they clearly did not fit him. They were too small. And the only words O.J. said during the entire trial were, "It doesn't fit." And he walked over to the jury, held them up, and it was the most dramatic moment in the trial for many people. Dominic Dunn, who was sitting next to me at the trial, looked at me. He was not a big fan of O.J.'s, but he said, he took those gloves and he ran with them like he was running across a football field. This case is over. And he was acquitted. He was found not guilty, which is something that a lot of people can't get their minds around.
Linda, why do you think O.J. Simpson was regarded as such a romantic figure by so many people? Why did they bother to watch this trial?
O.J. Simpson had been an incredible national hero. He was handsome. He was charismatic. He was charming. He had everything. And he and Nicole, when they were married, were the toast of the town. He had transcended race. Everybody loved him. And suddenly, he's charged with this horrific crime. When it came to trial, he was the most famous American ever charged with murder.
How has this changed the way that crimes are prosecuted by the District Attorney of Los Angeles?
Well, it may not have changed the way crimes are prosecuted by the DA, but it definitely changed the police laboratory and the procedures that are used in the lab, because the lab messed up the evidence so badly that most of that evidence was considered to have been dirtied up and could not be relied upon.
Many of the issues that this trial raised are still very much in the forefront in Los Angeles, including issues between the police and the African-American community. Mm-hmm. But we've also got celebrity and domestic violence. O.J. Simpson was accused of being abusive toward his mm-hmm. Former wife. Sexism, because Marcia Clark, the prosecutor, was treated the way she was. Is it legitimate, do you think, to bring those issues up now in this manner with this dramatization?
Well, it's 20 years later. A lot has changed. If you're looking at it as a historical document, fine. That's, you know, pretty much what happened. Marcia, as being an object of sexism, is questionable because she really did play into the fame. And I don't think that anybody was discriminating against her because she was a woman. She got the best case in the office.
What about a televised trial for an entire year, making Judge Lance Ito a household name around the mm-hmm. country?
Well, Judge Ito has taken a lot of heat for all this, and I think unfairly. He was younger than most judges, and he was fascinated with technology. He was a real technology geek, and he wanted to put this on television to see how it would work and also how the public would respond. As it turned out, it was the greatest education that America could have had in the procedures of the criminal justice system. It was, in essence, the first reality show. Had O.J. been convicted, Ito probably would have been a hero to this day.
You are one of the few people who has been able to interview O.J. Simpson many, many times. You're still in touch with him through his attorney because, ironically enough, he is now in prison on an armed robbery case that had to do with his belief that somebody was selling his memorabilia. What kind of shape is he in?
I think that he's okay. There is some guy going around peddling the idea that he's very sick and he's depressed, but I've been told by his lawyer absolutely not. He is holding out hope that he will get out soon. The fact that he is in prison for this length of time for this crime is really an indication that it is payback for Los Angeles. And the reason I say that is because during his trial in Las Vegas, which I also covered, there were two policemen who were taped going through evidence in the Las Vegas case. And one said to the other, well, they couldn't get him in L.A., so we'll get him here.
Linda Deutsch, always good to talk with you. Associated Press reporter for 48 years now, retired but still going, working on a book. Great to have you on our program.
Thank you, Warren.
I'm Warren Olney. This has been Olney in L.A.